It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, February 8th, 2018. Today is the birthday of American Army officer First Lieutenant Thomas E. Selfridge, born in San Francisco in 1882. He is remembered as the first person to die in an airplane crash. Selfridge was a passenger on a demonstration flight piloted by Orville Wright. He came from a distinguished military family and was the grandson of Rear Admiral Thomas Oliver Selfridge, Sr. He graduated from the United States Military Academy in 1903 and received his commission in the Artillery Corps. He was 31st in a class of 96. Douglas MacArthur was first. In 1906, Selfridge was stationed at the Presidio in San Francisco during the Great Earthquake in April, where his unit participated in search and rescue efforts. In 1907, he was assigned to the Aeronautical Division of the Signal Corps at Fort Myer, Virginia. On May 19, 1908, he became the first U.S. military officer to pilot a modern aircraft when he took to the air alone, traveling 100 feet on his first attempt and 200 feet on his second effort. Between May 19th and August 3rd, he made a number of flights at Hammondsport, culminating in a flight of 1 minute and 30 seconds at 75 feet. The next day, his final solo flight of 50 seconds went 800 yards. When Orville Wright came to Fort Myer to demonstrate his newest plane for the Signal Corps Division, Selfridge arranged to be a passenger while Orville piloted the craft. On September 17, 1908, the Wright Flyer, as it was called, circled Fort Myer 4.5 times at 150 feet. Halfway through the fifth circuit, at 5:14 in the afternoon, the Wright propeller broke, losing thrust. This set up vibration, causing the split propeller to hit a guy wire bracing the rear vertical rudder. The wire tore out of its fastening and shattered the propeller. The rudder then swiveled to the horizontal and sent the flyer into a nosedive. Orville shut off the engine and managed to glide to about 75 feet, but the plane hit the ground, nose first. Both Selfridge and Wright were thrown forward against the remaining wires. Selfridge also struck one of the wooden uprights of the framework, fracturing his skull. He underwent emergency surgery but died 3 hours after the crash without regaining consciousness. Orville Wright also suffered severe injuries, including a broken left thigh, several broken ribs, and a damaged hip, and was hospitalized for 7 weeks. Selfridge was not wearing any headgear at all, and Wright was wearing only a soft cap. If Selfridge had been wearing a helmet of some sort, he most likely would have survived. As a result of his death, the U.S. Army's first pilots wore large, heavy headgear reminiscent of early football helmets. Thomas Selfridge is buried not far from the site of the accident that took his life in Arlington National Cemetery, adjacent to Fort Myer. He was just 26 years old. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 8th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.